These days, my wife keeps asking me, what do you think will happen? What's going to happen next? Granted, I am a news junkie who's had Brexit debates from the House of Commons on a constant feed for months now. Oh, wait, it's years, isn't it? But I have absolutely no clue as to what's going to happen next. It doesn't worry me too much, though, because neither have MPs, or, it would seem, the PM. Pressed on that same question by the BBC, what's going to happen next, a senior Conservative MP said he believed in sanity. For a moment, I was sure he was going to say he believed in Santa. To me, it would have made much more sense, because right now, it really looks like anything could happen, and that anything could be true. Or lies. Of course, that's exactly what the two sides in the debate have been accusing each other of telling since the referendum was called, way back in the normal days of 2016, before Donald Trump was president. The Brexiteers said the Remainers were simply rolling out Project Fear, telling people that leaving the EU would be disastrous and create complete chaos. A different kind of chaos from what we're seeing now, I suppose, since the country hasn't actually left yet. Meanwhile, the Remainers pretty much accused the Brexiteers of wanting to reclaim the colonies and reinstate Queen Victoria. What we are left with is a country more divided than ever. The only thing more and more people seem to be able to agree on, however, is that nobody voted for this. Nobody voted to see a parliament in a seemingly unbreakable deadlock with a government made up of a party about to implode or explode, I don't know which, while civil servants frantically prepare for a no-deal scenario where we are told we might run out of food and medicines within days of the 29th of March next year. It's become so serious and constitutionally challenging that the only way to deal with it seems to be to take it as a bit of light entertainment. Indeed, it's become a meme among journalist colleagues to post popcorn emojis on social media ahead of every negotiation, renegotiation and cabinet reshuffle. We're ready for the show. Bring it on. And what about David Cameron? Remember him?
I expect to go to the palace and offer my resignation, so we'll have a new Prime Minister in that building behind me by Wednesday evening. Thank you very much. Right.
Yes, him, who decided to call the Brexit referendum in the first place and promptly resigned in a seemingly jolly mood when he lost. He was supposed to release his autobiography this autumn. It's been delayed until sometime next year. I wonder why. Whatever happens, a deal, no deal, new referendum, elections or no Brexit, it does seem inevitable that this great nation will come out of this sorry saga more divided than ever. The only light I can see in the tunnel right now, and believe me, it's a long tunnel, is that in 20 years' time, most of the old Leave and Remain diehards will have retired from public life and a new generation will have taken over. And that generation was pretty much in agreement at the time of the referendum. More than 70% of under-24-year-olds voted Remain. We'll just have to wait and see what they make of the mess left behind for them by the current, dare I say it, leaders. Lars Bevanger, DW, Manchester.